Welcome back to the Steven Universe Podcast. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and we're doing a special behind-the-scenes look at the new Steven Universe episodes. And today we're going to be talking about Jim Cation with writer Ben Levin. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
For sure. So you just saw the episode, right?
Yes.
What are your thoughts immediately after watching it? Just general...
Ooh, just general thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've seen all these episodes like come from like the outline stage to like the animatic stage when they're black and white. So seeing everything in color is always interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of debate early on about where this vacation house would be. It was going to be in the desert for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is like a little bit more, I guess, like plains countryside.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay. That's right. That's what we chose. So that was neat.
I noticed that in the outline. What was the where was it going to be? Where's the desert that they were going to go to?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think we wanted like to show some different scenery, but then we were also talking about like they logistically, where can they go if Delmarva is essentially like Maryland, Delaware area where Steven lives? Like, you can't really drive to Joshua Tree from there.
Cross
out of the desert.
Country, yeah. Road trip.
Yeah, but yeah, this is it was a fun and interesting and different episode for Steven. Yeah, because you know, Steven is there's a conflict in the episode that doesn't get resolved, and I think that's not something we haven't done before, but it is something a little unusual and I think a challenge to write.
Right. You don't just put like a bow on top. And do you like want to when you have an episode like that? You're like, I want to just let Connie text him or something. Let it just have some sort of resolution.
Yeah, I think in general, when you're telling stories, the feeling is that you want... Yeah, some sort of resolution, because you're like, you definitely want a resolution, because you're like, why are we sitting through this? Why are we sitting through your story?
Right, right.
And the world feels so unjust sometimes that when you watch TV, you want to feel justification. You want to feel justice happening.
Mm-hmm.
And like the things like people, you know, doing something good and getting rewarded for it. And that's what I think in the case of like comedies and you know, cartoons, that's mostly what happens. But sometimes it's nice to explore these stories where you don't get what you want by the end, but you still find some solace or you find some way to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the challenge of writing this. Like, how can we, you know, Connie's not going to answer the phone. She's not going to call him back, but how can we feel resolved? And the ultimate resolution we had was, you know, Steven being able to lean on his family, the Gems, and who've been there through, and his dad, who've been there with him through the whole episode. So it was a really nice and sweet ending, even though it was a bittersweet ending.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. I think
it's cool to see sort of these episodes that sort of take a break back from all of the action, you know, just coming off the heels of this huge thing that Steven, you know, went to Homeworld and all this stuff with Lars and everything's happening, and now he comes back and they're like, let's take a vacation. And it's just like...
Yeah. In this show, I think you'll see that we go throughout arcs where we'll do a lot of action and sort of mythos stuff, and then we'll kind of bring it in and do smaller stories. And I think that's really important to do. One, because I think that if you're just bombarded with action all the time, you'll become numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just be like, ugh, I can't take it.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff's happening all the time. But I think it's really cool to check in with the characters. Steven is a show that has grounded in a lot of emotion, and a lot of the characters have real grounded reactions to things. So it's good to have time to just check in and see what their reactions are to these things. And in this episode, we're seeing Steven's reaction to Connie's reaction, you know, to the big space adventure that he had, and seeing how all the Gems feel about him and their worries about him, and Greg, his worries about his son. Greg is the driving force in this episode, which is a little unusual for a Steven episode, you know.
Right.
It's
nice to see, like, I feel like those moments that sort of just show you how the characters are feeling makes you care about them. That
right.
And then when the action comes, it's like you're invested, you know, like you actually
exactly.
know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. You can't, the action won't mean anything if you don't know the characters and care about them. So you have to spend some time with them at a vacation house.
Yeah. So what were you thinking? What were you thinking about having for each of the characters their specific reactions to, like, or their approaches at trying to console Steven?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'll speak my best to it. I know that like Amethyst and Steven have a special connection. So she's the one who goes first because you know, they're like the shorty squad. They're like the, you know, they feel like both like these like orphans in a way, you know. Steven's not an orphan, but they just feel kind of like they relate on like not quite fitting in. So she's the one who I think approaches him first and tries to have a heart to heart, but Steven is holding back from that. And then Garnet, you know, steps in and she comes in with another answer style.
Right. Answer. I thought that was funny. She was like, I'm going to do the flashback thing again. And Steven's like, no, I'm not having it.
Yeah. And she's coming in with this sort of like big knowledge of everything, sort of the mythos, the struggle, the war. And then Pearl's coming in with, you know, all right, Pearl, like this is, I think, you know, getting her to open up. I know there's a lot of like things that have happened with Pearl that, you know, have a lot of weight behind them. So maybe she's like a little reluctant, but she goes in there and she's kind of more talking about like her all of her knowledge that she has. That Garnet bit, though, is like my favorite thing in the whole episode.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you actually we're going to see this thing. Ah, Steven, stop looking at your phone.
Yeah, I really like that too. It was a good gag.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for coming and talking to me.
Thank you.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.